Star watchers and sky gazers have been enjoying some spectacular sights this summer. This is Lisa Berry, and if you like to hang out with some experts to share your love of space and astronomy, well, you're in luck because the annual Astronomy at the Beach is coming up September 14th and 15th. And here to talk about everything going on sky-wise is amateur astronomer and member of the University of Michigan's Lowbrow Astronomers Club, Brian Autumn. Hi, Brian.
It's great to be here.
You call yourself an amateur astronomer, but honestly, you're one of the most knowledgeable people I know when it comes to what's happening up there, and we are glad you're sharing that with our WEMU listeners. So what have you been watching recently?
Well, we're having a great planetary lineup in the sky right now. It is just fantastic. As soon as the sun goes down, just after the twilight, you see in the west, Venus, super bright. Up to the left from there, Jupiter, bright. Then, a little fainter, Saturn with the spectacular rings straight south. And then coming up in the southeast, blood red, Mars.
Mars is how many miles away from Earth?
I don't know the exact. It just passed its closest approach, which was the closest it's come to Earth for 15 years. So it is just several millions of miles away.
So millions of miles away, and we can still see its color.
It is red.
It is red, but how are we seeing it millions of miles away?
Well, it's rusty.
The planet?
Yes. It's got iron. Okay. Iron oxide is rust, and it's orange, and that's how it gets its color.
So Mars is one of the big features of Astronomy at the Beach this year.
I think that's our greatest hit, along with all those other planets I mentioned. We hope to have 50 telescopes, so no lines.
And everybody's invited to attend, and what will they see? What can they look forward to?
Well, they're going to see the red spot on Jupiter, going to see craters on the moon, mountains on the moon. Going to see Saturn's rings. Of course, that's the big hit. People see Saturn in the telescope and they say, no, that's not real. It is so cool. And of course, with Mars, you'll be able to see perhaps its white polar cap. I was looking at that last night.
Because you have a telescope where?
I have a telescope. I live in Saline. I just rolled it out in the driveway and took a look at Mars, and you could see its little white polar cap, and it's ice just like our polar cap.
So you're seeing that from your driveway, but you also have a remote-controlled telescope, which was what I was hinting at.
Yes, I have a remote-controlled telescope. It's down in the desert, down by Arizona. It's still having the summer storms down there, and so it's not clear.
Okay.
It's better here.
So Astronomy at the Beach, where is that taking place exactly?
It's going to be Island Lake State Park in Brighton at the picnic grounds right by the beach. And we hope to have 50 telescopes. We're also going to have a big top tent with speakers. We have a real rocket scientist from the University of Michigan. He's going to talk about missions to Mars. We have groups and fun things for kids. We have comet making with dry ice. We have a play. We have a 3D tour of the solar system. Going to put on those 3D glasses. People selling food. And there's meteorites and astrophotography.
Astronomy at the Beach in Brighton. How dark is it really? How much can you see there?
It's in the suburbs, but it's kind of a nice little dark hole in the light pollution.
And you get a little help there?
We get a little help, yes. Last year was pretty exciting. The DNR got MDOT to turn the lights off on I-96.
Okay, everybody was safe driving, right? We want to make sure of that.
Well, there's plenty of other lights around to let you see where you're going. Plus, we do have headlights on our cars.
Okay, that's true. So, but that helped you see more at the beach?
Absolutely, yes. The light pollution is significantly less when they turn that down. And so, yeah, we're going to see more than just the planets. We'll hopefully see some galaxies and some nebulas.
We're talking to Brian Autumn. He is with the University Lowbrow Astronomers, sponsored by the University of Michigan. And you recently came across something revolutionary.
Well, we had a recent speaker from Wayne State, and was speaking about one of the most exciting things that has happened in astronomy, he said, in his entire lifetime.
Wow.
And it's where we heard the collision of two black holes.
And you've sent us that audio, so we're going to play that for you right now. This is the collision of two black holes. So that is real audio. That is not a replication of any sort.
Well, it is a creation of audio from the signals that we received. So, yes, we didn't hear exactly that same thing, but really it's the transposition of the waves into stuff that we could hear. But the first pair you could hear, it was just replaying the same thing over and over, the whoop, whoop, and those were two giant black holes smashing into each other, each black hole bigger than let's say, 50,000 of our sons.
Who discovered this, or who saw it, or recorded it?
It's the first time it has been detected, and it was detected by a new type of telescope called LIGO, and it's a laser interferometric gravitational wave observatory.
Easy for you to say.
Basically, when big things move around, they compress and expand space.
Okay.
That in itself is very difficult for people to wrap their mind around. Space expands and contracts. So these waves go rippling out, and we can detect them with this highly, highly specialized telescope, which just did it for the very first time and won a Nobel Prize in Physics for the team.
How recent is it?
This just happened a couple years ago for the first time, and they've been hearing more and more, and we're building two more of these in other parts of the world so we can actually triangulate and point up in the sky where it came from. It's going to be my ringtone.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think when people hear black holes colliding, though, that makes them nervous. Does that happen all the time?
Well, the universe is a big place.
Yep.
So it's happening somewhere pretty often, and we're just listening more and more. The latter two, the higher little whip, whip, were actually pulsars or neutron stars crashing into each other. They're not as big, so they have a little higher pitch collision.
And how often are you out looking at the sky?
Well, this time of year is great. I try to get out every night, every clear night here in Michigan, because it's when it starts to get less hot and a little cooler at night. It's clear a lot here, and the sun goes down earlier and earlier. This is my favorite time of the year, so I try to get out every night and do something, if it's just peeking at the moon or looking at Mars or taking some pictures.
Astronomy at the Beach coming up September 14th and 15th at Island Lake Picnic Grounds. And what is the name of the theme this year again?
The theme is Mars. Yeah, Mars and the great planetary lineup. So people will be able to see Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars, and the Moon. And we hope to have 50 telescopes.
Does it cost anything to attend?
It's free as long as you got that passport on your license plate that gets you into the state parks. If you don't have that, it's $16.
And what age would you recommend to come and see this?
Age 3 and up.
3 and up.
Yeah.
Never too early to get them started on
what's
happening.
No, kids love it. We have a scavenger hunt for kids. If they can see different things like a planet or a crater, they get to collect these things on their little scavenger hunt, and then they get a prize.
Rain or shine.
Yep.
And we'll put all the links and the information on our website. And Dr. Brian Autumn, thank you so much for sharing with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Great to be here.